Health insurers who spend more than 20% on overhead will have to offer rebates. For small businesses and individuals in Wisconsin, these rebates amount to $17 million. That according to a report by the Kaiser Family Foundation. Robert Craigs with Citizen Action of Wisconsin. He says new rules on what's called medical loss ratio require insurance companies to spend at least 80% on medical care and quality improvement, with the remainder going for administrative costs and marketing.
Companies that have too much profits, too much overhead, are paying too much in CEO salaries. It also is something that the Walker administration sought a waiver from. They tried to exempt Wisconsin for 3 years from the standard, which would have denied a lot of these rebates.
The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services rejected the state's request to delay changes to medical loss ratio. Not all companies are in compliance yet. The spokesman for the Wisconsin Insurance Commissioner, J.P. Wyske, says that shows the difficulty of predicting costs.
You know, let's remember, they're pricing a year in advance. Hitting 79% exactly or hitting 80% exactly, it's not easy. And through the course of the year, doctors change their prices. People change their behavior patterns. New drugs get invented in the course of a year.
About 365,000 Wisconsin residents are predicted to get rebates. The insurance commissioner's office stresses the figures are preliminary. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.